Introduction by Dr. Joshua Daniel. Welcome to first year writing at Oklahoma State University. FYW is a university-wide effort comprised of various stakeholders across campus, including the first year composition courses you take, the University Writing Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, the Open OK State Fellows Program, and many different graduate programs which train and supply those writing instructors who teach your courses. In addition to teaching you the writing practices and concepts you will need to succeed in FYC, this textbook will introduce you to many of these stakeholders and their investment in writing within and outside Oklahoma State University. First year composition is, in fact, the only required course for all incoming students at every public university at the United States. Why? It may surprise you to learn that the answer is complex, and many historians, such as Robert Connors, James Berlin, Susan Miller, Victor Villanueva, Kristen Arola, Sharon Crowley, Ryan Scannell, and Tyler Branson, have written on the subject across multiple decades. A too short, oversimplified answer is that university teachers and administrators recognized long ago that to have the best chance of success in college, students must be able to read, analyze, and write text well. But here is the big secret. You will not leave FYW at Oklahoma State as an expert writer, nor will you leave FYW fully formed and capable of writing well in all genres and situations, even academic. However, all students everywhere are capable of becoming excellent writers, and all students who write often and work at their writing with intent will improve. Our big, broad goals in your FYC classes are to help you improve in your writing. Often this means becoming more confident in your writing or even just dreading writing a little bit less. And for you to leave the course, having developed some good habits to help you improve throughout your life. Much like the exercise, if you take one aerobics class, you will not be transformed into an expert gymnast now and for all time. However, if you keep working at it consistently over time, you can become a master of your craft. A major secret to writing success is simple. Find ways to enjoy it more and fear it less. Think about it. If you dread that aerobics class, you will find reasons not to go. You will not like everything about writing. I definitely don't, nor will you like everything about your FYC class. Find the joy where you can find it and lean into that. Great writing comes from people who take great joy in writing. Moreover, all writers, like all athletes, will improve with respect to the work and dedication they apply. Both also improve better and faster with an expert helping them along the way. Think of your writing instructor as that expert guide and trainer. They are here to help you exercise your writing, which may include exercising some writing demons. Think of procrastination and binge writing. I promise you that your writing instructor loves writing and they want to share that joy with you. We are here to help. Who teaches writing? The above question serves as the title and the central organizing concept of this book. As you will see from the various readings in this textbook and your time within the first year writing program at Oklahoma State University, a great many professionals across a range of academic disciplines teach writing with a variety of approaches. While every course at FYC has the same four basic units and uses a common textbook, those units are intentionally described broadly. As you skim, you will note who teaches writing is divided into four sections. These sections correspond to your four major units in English 11-13, 13-13, and include a range of short essays to teach you concepts to help with your assignments. Who teaches writing uses a wide range of approaches in order to maximize the ability of your instructor to teach writing from a position of their own expertise and to maximize the ability of students to approach learning to write from their own interests. Your instructor may be an expert in Shakespearean literature, feminist methodologies, rhetorical theory, or video games. That would be me, by the way. But they all know how to write and how to teach you to write better and more effectively. The English department at OSU has five program areas: creative writing, film and media studies, linguistics, literature, and rhetoric and writing studies. And our instructors likewise have a diverse range of voices and expertise. This is the fundamental strength of our FYC program. Scholarship on student success and retention is clear on this fact. All students, regardless of their backgrounds, beliefs, and political persuasions, benefit when they hear a wide range of voices and write often and with range. This textbook and the curriculum to which it corresponds provide that. If you take some time to browse the textbook, you should notice that each chapter provides one possible answer to the book's title, Who Teaches Writing? In one chapter, Dr. Sarah Beth Childer shows us how a memoirist teaches narrative. In another, Dr. Anna Sakari shows us how a feminist teaches writing through institutional ethnography. Dr. Charlotte Hoag explains how a former first-year comp student teaches narrative, and Dr. Josiah Meitz diagrams how a sports rhetorician teaches evaluation. In short, these chapters collectively illustrate what I believe is the answer to the book's central question. A lot of people teach writing in a lot of ways. By foregrounding that fact, our FYC courses maximize the range of concepts and types of writing to which you are exposed. While they introduce you to a lot of concepts, those chapters are intentionally as jargon-free as possible. Any important terms are introduced and defined for you in chapters of about 10 pages. We made these chapters as readable as possible because, well, we want you to read them, and we know managing time as a first-year student can be a challenge. While we have scholars from several different universities in this book, many of our contributors are right here at Oklahoma State. Google them, swing by their office. If you read their chapters, search hard for something you like, something that makes sense to you, something that you find fun or interesting. Start from there. Write a lot. You will improve. Hey, how's this? If your textbook doesn't help you become a better writer, I will personally refund your money. Guaranteed. Open education at Oklahoma State University. Who Teaches Writing is an open educational resource textbook. This means the book is free. When I became a director of FYC in June 2020, one of the first things I did was serve instructors and students to learn what they thought of the program. At that time, the program had two commercial textbooks students were required to purchase, and we were in negotiations with another textbook company to add a third. Many things became clear when I talked to students and instructors, but two points are relevant here. One, instructors hated using the textbooks. Two, students hated the textbooks and generally did not do the reading. I don't think that's because instructors or students are lazy. I think it's because commercial textbooks generally aren't very good. The reason for this is they, as products that need to be marketed and sold for profit, need to be applicable as possible in as many contexts as possible. In other words, the textbooks we were using stood the best chance of being profitable if they were equally as useful at OSU as they would be at OU or UC Davis or NYU. See the problem? Even though many commercial textbooks actually are quite good, by being applicable in so many contexts, they are never as good as they could be in any specific context. This book was built by and for the instructors and students in this FYC program right here. Moreover, when we find problems, we get to update it as you go. None of that, do I have to purchase a third edition or can I get by with the second edition stuff? So that's the reason to embrace open education. The textbooks are better. Here's another reason. Education is both a right for every human being and a responsibility for every democratic nation. Speaking as a 90s child, now staggered by student loan debt, I can tell you with certainty that you are already paying more than enough for your education, and the textbooks or FYC should not add to that burden. All told, if you calculate the three textbooks previously in use and under consideration, students were spending just under $500,000 per academic year on textbooks. This is for textbooks and instructors hated and students did not read. Not the best investment, at least not for us. I believe all of you have a right to pursue education as far as you wish, and a small way we can help enable that is to remove as many barriers to entry as possible. I was a first-generation student. I grew up on a farm in Mississippi. Both of my parents had to drop out of high school for work, and none of my siblings were able to pursue higher education. When I arrived at my first undergraduate institution, I bounced around quite a few times before I managed to graduate. I was lost and straight up broke. I dropped more than one course simply because I could not afford the textbooks. Many of your instructors have similar stories to this one. For your part, in the FYW program, we are committed to removing the cost of commercial textbooks as a barrier to your education. A few words on grammar and grading. Many people, including students, parents, and even faculty from other departments or upper administration, are surprised to discover how little attention grammar and usage are given in FYC courses. For people who are not trained in the study of teaching of writing, a common assumption is students should learn the basics of sentence-level grammar and then build to paragraphs and then onto lengthier manuscripts such as essays. On the face of it, this assumption makes a lot of sense, but research in my field, rhetoric and writing studies, has consistently shown that, contrary to what might seem like common sense, this assumption is flatly wrong. In fact, college-level writers tend to improve most when they focus most on writing a lot of words in a lot of situations focused on macro-level issues such as theme and organization. It tends to be the case that more experienced writers benefit from overt grammar instruction. This reminds me of a quote made famous by astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. "The universe is under no obligation to make sense to you." Language is really old and has been developing for quite a long time. It is often the case that what we learn about language through research does not intuitively make sense. So why do experienced writers tend to benefit from overt grammar and usage instruction, but not beginning writers? While grammar and usage are often talked about as the basics or the nuts and bolts of writing, I believe they are better understood as the fine artistic styling and finishing touches of good writing completed by experts. Think of it in terms of another artistic medium, such as sculpture. If you're going to your first college level class on sculpting, do you imagine your instructor would have you start by sculpting the tiny details such as the veins on the clenched hands of Michelangelo's David? Of course not, because you are so inexperienced with sculpting that you don't yet really understand how to chip a chunk of marble into the general shape of a human body. Think of macro-level writing concerns like organization, theme, and content as a general shape of the human body, and think of a micro-level concern such as sentence-level usage and style as the delicate details on David's hand. With time and dedication to your craft, you will be able to sculpt those veins, but it need not be today. Focus first on shaping the body of your writing into the general shapes and structures you imagine. This is also a reason that many of the FYC classes you take at Oklahoma State utilize what we call labor-based assessment. This is another way of stating that we grade you based on the amount of work you do and your writing, such as pages produced, words produced, numbers and revisions and reflections completed, rather than overall quality of your writing at this stage. If you're concerned about making a perfect A-level sculpture the first time you approach a block of marble, you may never build up the nerve to strike the first blow. All you need to do right now is write, and write a lot. We grade you based on how much work you do, because the amount of work you do on your writing will directly reflect how much your writing improves, and that is the goal. Why not get started now? If you're reading this and taking an FYC course this semester, sit down and write for half an hour. Write down three things you would like to improve about your writing, and then write 1 to 2 paragraphs reflecting on why you set these goals.
Accessibility statement. OSU libraries and Oklahoma State University believe that education must be available to everyone. This means supporting the creation of free, open, and accessible educational resources. We are actively committed to increasing the accessibility and usability of the textbooks we produce. Accessibility features the web version of this resource. The web version of Who Teaches Writing has been designed with accessibility in mind. It is our goal to optimize the resource for people using screen reader technology. Content should be navigable using a keyboard, and links, headings, and tables should be formatted to work with screen readers. All images considered essential include alt tags. Information is not conveyed by color alone, and there is an option to increase font size. It has been optimized for people who use screen reader technology. All content can be navigated using a keyboard. Links, headings, and tables are formatted to work with screen readers. All images in this guide are screenshots that are considered non-essential as they are described fully in the text. As such, they do not include alt tags. Information is not conveyed by color alone. There is an option to increase font size. Other formats available. In addition to the web version, this book is available in a number of file formats, including PDF, EPUB, MOBI, and various editable files. Here's a link where you can download this book in another file format. Look for the Download This Book drop-down menu to select the file type you want. Known accessibility issues and areas for improvement. While we strive to ensure that this resource is accessible and usable as possible, we might not always get it right. Any issues we identify will be listed below. There are currently no known issues. Accessibility standards. The web version of this resource has been designed to meet Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.0, Level AA. In addition, it attempts to follow all guidelines in Appendix A, Checklist for Accessibility of the Accessibility Toolkit, 2nd edition. Let us know if you are having problems accessing this guide. We are always looking for ways to make our resources more accessible. If you have problems accessing this resource, please contact us to let us know so we can fix the issue. Please include the following information: the location of the problem by providing a web address or page description, a description of the problem, the computer, software, browser, and any assistive technology you're using that can help us diagnose and solve your issue. For example, Windows 10, Google Chrome, NVDA screen reader. You can contact us by completing this form or by sending an email to kathysmiller@okstate.edu. The statement was last updated on February 20th, 2021 by Kathy S. Miller. Accessibility statement by Kathy S. Miller is licensed by Creative Commons BY and is adapted from accessibility statement in the BCC Campus Pressbooks Guide by Lori M. Asoff, licensed Creative Commons. Language has been customized for local use. Acknowledgements by Dr. Joshua Daniel. When I was in graduate school at Texas Christian University, I attended a talk by Dr. David Perry called Ending Knowledge Cartels. It was a version of a talk he had given many times at academic conferences like Computers and Writing, and it is essentially an extended description of the privatization and monetization of general rhetorical knowledge by commercial textbook providers and academic journal distributors. Perry argues that, like pharmaceutical companies, knowledge cartels have taken what should be a basic human right, access to knowledge, and have hoarded it. Like all cartels, they arrive early and often are always here to take their cut. The completion of this book fulfills a basic dream of mine since arriving at Oklahoma State University in August of 2014. to use my job as a platform to cut them out, broken limbs or not. Together, we have made an FYC textbook bigger and better and more innovative than Prophet can imagine. We offer it to you for free. Please accept. There are too many people to thank, but a few cannot go without notice. To Holly Reeder, if there is a kinder, more generous, more decent person at this university, please introduce us. To Matt Upson, just a real cool guy who gave us $10,000 from his own endowment so we could pay contributors for a book that would never be sold or create profit for anyone. To the great Kathy S. Miller, the knower and doer of all things, you have made this book possible. Most of all, this book is for all the FYC students trying to find a way into the university. To the FYC instructors just trying to help those students learn to love writing a little more and a little better. To all the directors of FYC and PhDs in rhetoric and composition, may we never again attend a Norton party. To A, you are everything. Life is more joy than I ever imagined.
About the author. Dr. Joshua Daniel, formerly published under Joshua Daniel Warrior, is an associate professor of rhetoric and writing studies at Oklahoma State University, and he directs the first year composition program. His research is on the persuasive capacities of games and software, and his work has appeared in journals such as Games and Culture, Computers and Composition, and Rhetoric Society Quarterly. He is also a tremendous Twitter follow, and you can contact him there through @FoxyJoshieD.